Are you ready for another outside the box? Worried about our dangerous future? Today's topic is no nukes. Discussion and negotiations continue over whether Iran could join the list of nuclear nations. There are already 9. Russia and the U.S. each have over 5,000 nuclear weapons, by far the most. But there's also China, France, Great Britain, India, Pakistan, Israel, and North Korea, which all have some also. Iran would be number 10. Would one more really make a difference? According to ICAN, International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, there are over 12,000 nukes already, not just in those 9 countries, but also U.S. and Russian nukes located among another 6 countries in Europe. Also an additional 28 nations, mostly in Europe, but also including Canada, Australia, South Korea, and Japan, endorse the presence of those nukes. Are we stuck with those in perpetuity? And will a few in Iran really matter? Instead of debating whether to add more in Iran, maybe we should be talking not about addition, but about subtraction. Does Russia really need over 5,000 nuclear warheads? And does the U.S.? Maybe the best way to discourage Iran from developing a nuclear weapon is to eliminate some of ours and some of Russia's as well. Supposedly, the point of having nuclear weapons is to increase the deterrence factor. If you, whoever you is, attack us, we will send you a nuclear present you will regret. But are nuclear weapons really a deterrent? A typical bomb dropped over New York City is projected to cause between 500,000 to over 1 million casualties. How crazy is that? That does not include the fallout that would infect millions more, whichever way the wind blows. Even small, so-called tactical nuclear weapons have many times the explosive power of the 2 dropped on Japan at the end of World War II, which caused 200,000 to 300,000 deaths. Any nuclear weapon, no matter how small, would be mass murder and cause serious damage to our environment. Does anyone doubt that both Russian and U.S. presidents are capable of such a cruel and horrible act? I do not. Iran is a distraction from the true problem, which is that 9 countries already have weapons that, if used, could endanger the human race and the planet we all live on. Only a reduction in the stockpile of weapons we have now, followed by a ban on use and production of more weapons, and dismantling what we have now, is the most reasonable response. Using nukes as a threat or a form of deterrence is insane, and if they're not a threat or deterrent, why do we still have them? The use of such weapons has always been immoral, even in World War II, when the Japanese were ready to surrender anyway. Since 2017, as a result of the United Nations Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, it's illegal as well, creating fear and distrust among nations and less, not more, security. Over 100 countries support a UN-sponsored ban on the possession of nuclear weapons. The pressure already exists. The hope in this debate about whether Iran should have nuclear weapons is that we should also include a similar discussion about whether those countries that have them now should continue to keep them. Do you fear the use or even the existence of nuclear weapons? If so, why? I'm Larry Danziger, opposed to any discussion about nuclear weapons that maintains what we already have.